I know you've been waiting for this one, so let me get my niños and niñas, señores and señoritas, luchadores and luchadores, right now, here on the Trending Topics Network, I'm going to bring to you Lou Chat. Lou Chat is the podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground, and I'm the host, Ben Fish. And this is the 66th installment of Lou Chat. And on this week's show, we're going to recap episode 14 of season 3 of Lucha Underground, Bulls of Boyle Heights. We got some good Lucha news and some stuff about season 4, but you know what we got to do. How are you doing? Yeah, I know the show's a little late because, funny enough, on the other show, What's on a Fight, we recorded the whole show, and then when I went to find it, it wasn't there. So we had to re-record. I didn't want to do nothing until I at least finished that show up, and that's why we're doing this show now. But we'll go back to our regular scheduled program very soon. But yeah, we got some very good Lucha news. You can now purchase Lucha Underground merchandise at Hot Topic. That's right, they have a variety of shirts, so if you didn't want to order online and you know that's not your thing, you also have them in retail store now, particularly Hot Topic. And Hot Topic is a pretty good place to find stuff like that. When I was heavily into video games, I purchased tons of video game t-shirts from Hot Topic. So yeah, they're moving up, getting inside the store, so I like that aspect of Lucha Underground. And what else I'm starting to like is, the speaking of season 4, this is the make or break season, they're saying, for them. With, you know, doing some tours in the spring, they want to do another 40 episode season. So yeah, the news is coming, but they're adding tours, and as you see, they're adding merchandise and stores. So Lucha Underground is bit by bit doing what they need to do, progressing. One of the things you need to do in wrestling. You know what, I'm going to give out some love for AAA, and not the car service, they didn't tow me or anything like that. I'm talking about Lucha Libre AAA, and man, this week's episode was so good. You can find it on YouTube. It is part 2 of their shows. They do 2 parts that they send out on YouTube, but this week's was great. It was such a funny ass match. I'm in the middle of the night just laughing my ass off. This long-standing feud, my favorite team down in AAA right now is Mary and Fabi Apache, and Mary was looking better this week. Yeah, she's showing off a little bit more of her assets and stuff like that. But anyways, they've been taking on their longtime rivals, Hellboy and Inferno, because Hellboy and Inferno didn't want to get him a tag team title shot, so the Apache sisters cost them the tag team titles. They turned around, the Hellboy and Inferno got another member, Ricky Marvin. They formed OGT, which I do not know what it means because it's Espanol, and they started going after, you know, the Apaches again. Well, eventually Grand Apache got sick of that shit, so Grand Apache teamed up with his daughters to go against OGT. They had a match. The ref is crooked as hell. He keeps helping Averno and OGT in them win, but this week's was like so damn good because this ref did everything and anything in his power to stop the Apache sisters from winning. And this is a regular tag. He would stop them from diving. Mary had a Vernal in a like a leg bar, a knee bar, I should say. And he was tapping. And the ref was like, no, you're not tapping. And he picked up his hand and waved it no. And eventually the ref went outside the ring and pushed the ropes so Vernal could grab the ropes. That's funny, but even when the Apache sisters would go for pins, he would count like 1, 2, wait, stall, look around, pick up stuff off the mat. And I thought it was funny because they're still having pins. They're arguing with the ref. But the best part came when now the ref is so blatantly just helping OGT, just the members, the 2 members, Inferno and Hellboy, to win, that both teams were outside the ring, and you rarely ever see a count out in Lucha Libre, but you know, he's counting and both teams are out. So the ref goes outside the ring, picks up Inferno, puts Inferno back in the ring and restarts his count. And Mary tries to climb into the ring and He keeps kicking Mary out of the ring while he's counting, and eventually they win. And oh man, and after the match, you know, Mary Apache, Fabi Apache, gets in the ring and starts beating up on the ref. They start getting the upper hand, but then Grand Apache comes out with a chair and starts beating people up, and they retreat up the ramp. And he whips his chair at these guys once they're up the ramp, and it bounces and hits the ref, and he slides and he hits the ground. But this is my favorite feud in wrestling right now, because you know, in Lucha Libre, you know, men versus women, but these men don't think the women can come after any of those titles that men just hold on their own. And the Apache sisters are doing such a great job at, you know, misdirection, a lot of, you know, high flying moves to counteract the power of Hellboy and the cunningness of Averno. Averno is a great heel. When the crowd boos him, he goes over to the ref, and the ref blocks his ears. And it's the heel ref. I don't know his name. He wears just suspenders, but he does a good job at this. But just want to shoot some love out. And I did so on Twitter because, like I said, Mary Apache was looking a lot nicer than she usually looks. Her hair was done up, a little bit more makeup, and she, you know, zipped down her shirt, showing her top, which all I like. But yeah, so if you want some more updates just here and there of AAA, let me know. But with that being said, hit my fighting music as we get into this episode of Lucha Underground, episode 14 of season 3, Bulls of Boyle Heights. So we start this episode off with Angelico, I heard it both ways, stepping into Dario Cuarto's office and demanding that he gets a shot at Johnny Mundo. Dario Cuarto goes, you know, Johnny Mundo lawyered up. And Angelico says, I've been hurt not once, but twice in your temple. Maybe I should lawyer up. Dario Cuarto goes, you know the risk of fighting in the temple. And Angelico goes, yeah, you're right. And Hedigo sticks out his hand for a handshake. Dario Cuarto goes in for the handshake as well. And Hedigo pushes his hand away, pushes his hand on the desk, goes, I want Johnny Mundo. Dario Cuarto goes, you know what? Okay. I'm having a tournament. The Battle of the Bulls tournament. I'll enter you into the tournament. You win the tournament, and you will take on Johnny Mundo. And Hedigo likes his idea. He releases him. He goes, yeah. Johnny Mundo won't need an attorney next week. He's going to need an Undertaker. Undertaker's not showing up. It's just what he said as he leaves Dario Cuarto's office. A few seconds later, Dario Cuarto looks up and goes, stupid. Now, Vampiro and Matt Striker welcome us to the temple as they explain the Battle of the Bulls tournament. It is four four-way matches where the winner of those single four-way matches go on to another four-way match where the winner of that it is now the number one contender for the Lucha Underground World title. Now it's time for our first Lucha of the night, and it is the first match in the Battle of the Bulls tournament as we have Tejano taking on Brian Cage, taking on Dr. Wagner Jr., and taking on Joey Ryan. So in Lucha Libre, these multi-man matches are super fun to watch. Very hard to call, but super fun to watch. But I like just to break down the individuals and what they have done in this match. And we're going to start off with Joey Ryan. Joey Ryan is much smaller than every other guy in this match, but he held his own with some tough dives in there, and the crowd started respecting Joey Ryan, even chanting his name. So, you know, when they start chanting your name, you know you're doing a good job in Lucha Underground. Let's move over to Dr. Wagner Jr., famous being the Beautiful Brenda. And Dr. Wagner didn't do too much spectacular, but the announcers put this guy over like no tomorrow, being the legend, being the odds on favorite to win this match. But I do like Famous B always yapping during the match, you know, so that's pretty cool. And then the sound bites from Brenda are just hilarious, because she's like, get that slimy bastard, talking about Joy Ryan. So that's pretty cool. We're gonna go into talking about Tejano now. And Tejano, I like this when they were explaining it. Tejano is in a feud right now with Brian Cage. So what Tejano wants to do is not only win this match. He wants to pin Brian Cage so he can get the upper hand, being down 2-1 in his best of five series with Brian Cage. So that was explaining a lot. These announcers explain a lot, you know. So this is good. Go ahead and check this match out. But we're going to talk about the winner of this match now, Brian Cage. He steals the win from Tejano as Tejano hits a big time sit out powerbomb on Joy Ryan, and we just have Cage hitting Tejano over the head with that sandpaper snake, that bull rope they call it, and hits him and runs over there and pins Joy Ryan. 1-2-3, he's the winner. But this gives Cage another upper hand on Tejano, knocking him out of this tournament, but you know, beating him to the punch after he got the big move on the guy. And Brian Cage did his typical stuff. Brian Cage is a beast. And one of my favorite guys down in AAA, you know, he's Team Trump down there. But it's a big win for him, and I'm glad to see him getting this win, not over Tejano, but, you know, over him by him, you know, pushing him out of the way to get the pin on the guy he beat down. Now, out of commercial break, we are in Dario Cueto's office with Sexy Star. Dario Cueto's telling Sexy, oh man, you got robbed for that Lucha Underground world title. Not from just Johnny Mundo, but the whole worldwide underground. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Tonight, you're going to go one-on-one with PJ Black. And if you defeat PJ Black, you will get a shot at Johnny Mundo and the Lucha Underground world title. In beating PJ Black, the whole Worldwide Underground would not be able to come to ringside because this match will be contested in a steel cage. Sexy Star says, yeah, that sounds like music to my ears. She gets up, but Derek Critter goes up. But if you lose to PJ Black, you would never, ever get a chance to go after the Lucha Underground world title. And that's why I like the look on Sexy Star's face, like, oh, no problem. And Dario Cueto's look taken back by this, and Sexy Star tells Dario Cueto, you may have escaped your past, but you keep messing with me, I promise you will not have a good future. Now we are in the detective's office as Captain Vasquez is talking to the non-flying luchador himself, Cortez Castro. You know, Cortez Castro was on Lou Chat. Anyways, Cortez Castro says, yeah, they know. They know Derek Kirtle kept on calling me rat and all that. Detective Captain Vasquez says, yeah, I don't trust, I don't know what she called Joy Ryan. She called him something else, but I don't trust him. I trust you, though. Cortez Castro goes, yeah, but they know my face. I can't go back in there. She goes, yeah, once that arm heals, you got to go undercover. You're going to go deep undercover. And she pulls out a mask for Cortez Castro. And our second lucha of the night, it is Sexy Star taking on the Worldwide Underground member PJ Black. And now the commentators reiterate what Derek Crystal said, because they just got a note or whatever, and says if Sexy Star wins, she gets a shot at Johnny Mundo in a steel cage match. And if she loses, she never gets a shot at the Lucha Underground world title again. And this is a spectacular match. Very good match for me. We get PJ Black putting Sexy Star in a pendulum. And this knocking her head at the bottom rope or bottom turnbuckle. We get PJ Black just, oh man, he has the best moonsault. That springboard moonsault is clean, 100% clean. A real big highlight in this match is where PJ Black gets onto the, you know, second turnbuckle, but Sexy Star cuts him off. He's sitting on the top turnbuckle, and Sexy Star goes for a Hurricanrana, but PJ holds on, rolls through, and hits a Styles Clash. Yep. Matt Stryker calls it. Yep, this is what happens when styles clash. And PJ Black only gets a two count of this. The bad part of this match is Vampiro. Oh, man, I should go in there and save Sexy Star. Sexy Star. Oh, man, she's getting hurt. She's getting beat up. I never done that before. I never said that before. I don't know why he add that in. And Matt Stryker keeps him straight. Like, you know, she doesn't need that. I don't know what you're thinking. She doesn't need that. She's a former Lucha Underground world champion. But it kept on going on, and then finally Vampiro snapped back into his regular stuff, saying, yeah, the way for Sexy Star to come back is to cheat a little, kick him in the nuts, chop him in the throat, knee him in the face, whatever it takes. But we're just going to roll into this finish as PJ Black is getting the upper hand on Sexy Star. We get Jack Evans running down with a bat in his hand, throws a bat into the ring. The referee turns around, sees the bat, takes the bat outside the ring, but this time PJ Black pushes Sexy Star into Jack Evans. Jack Evans holds on to Sexy Star. PJ Black goes in for a kick to the face. Sexy moves. PJ Black hits Jack Evans with the move. PJ Black is looking down at Jack Evans. Hey, baby, you okay? Hey, what's going on? And then we get Sexy Star with a, you know, rolling them up. One, two, three. Your winner of the match, Sexy Star. Now we go to commercial break, and out of that commercial break, we get Cobra Moon sitting on some throne looking super sexy. Her voice doesn't fit this character, but she has an infectious smile like I like. But she's sitting on a throne as two men are kneeling in front of her. She explains the lineage of the Cobra Clan and all that good stuff. And these two men have protected the bloodline after one had deserted them. And now these two men were bring back the man that is Drago to her so they can kneel in front of her. And this was good in the aspect of how it was shot and all the other stuff. The dude with the long hair and the snake face was awesome. The other guy looked like a Drago Jr., but his mask was pretty sick as well. The dude with the snake face and the mask was awesome as hell, man. I'm going to yell Cobra out loud. She said, bring back the man that was once a dragon. So Drago's not a dragon. I don't know. A little confusing right there. But once again, this is pretty good. And now Cobra Moon has some followers. Hopefully we get their names next week. And now we are in the warehouse that houses Matanza Cuerto. As Dario goes up to him, you still want Mysterio? Matanza's like, Mysterio. Okay. You know, last week, his apprentice, Dragon Azteca, returned. And, he is a man that was blinded by revenge. He lost his arm and almost lost his career. I hope you don't have the same faith. Matanza reaches his hand out to Dario. Dario lets him, you know, pet his head. And then Matanza runs Dario Cuerto's head into the bars that house Matanza Cuerto. Now it's time for our third and final lucha of the night, and it is our second matchup in the Battle of the Bulls tournament. And it is Dragon Azteca Jr. versus Marty the Moth Martinez versus the Mac versus Mil Muertes, accompanied by Katrina. So just like before, these multi-man matches are hard to call. But since we haven't heard much from these people, let's break down each guy individually. Let's start off with the Marty the Moth Martinez, who got interviewed here on this show, Lou Chat, a couple episodes ago. So check that out. But we see Marty the Moth adding some spectacular lucha libre moves, some good arm drags. Yeah, I'm going to talk to him about that. Those look spectacular. Marty the Moth plays this crazy gimmick down to a pack. The shorts are a little too short, but hey, that's his gimmick. And he gets the new trunks, you know, the more the pattern that Mariposa has on his trunks. That's, you know, little upgrades, little touches. Good for that. Let's talk a little bit about Mil Muertes. And Mil Muertes is, to me, he's a man. He's a hard dude to defeat. And in this style, they're saying he is the one to beat in this match. Being a former Lucha Underground World Champion, he has had many big matches, and he knows how to take these matches on. Mil Muertes is just so powerful. Even when he's in the ring with a guy like Dragon Azteca, he flips and flops this guy around. Dragon Azteca is a guy that could be thrown around very easily, you know, just for his style. And speaking of Dragon Azteca, he's just missing something. He has a look, has the gear, has the name recognition of Rey Mysterio being his mentor. He has a good move. That Tijuana DDT is spectacular, man. He hit that move on the Mac. The Mac was laid out flat. And then let's speak about the Mac. The Mac is a great guy. I've met friends in the Mac and seen Mac here wrestling in Las Vegas. The Mac is probably let's say, since I haven't seen Kenny King wrestle in some time, the Mac is moving into my number one position as my favorite wrestler, because I like wrestlers I get to see here, get to see there, very friendly in person. So, you know, since I get to talk to the Mac more and more, and hopefully we get the Mac on this show pretty soon, the Mac is moving up in my rankings. But the Mac was spectacular. The Mac, they've been giving the Mac ever so little bit of to do. He was the third person left in the Aztec Warfare match. He's in this match, so the progression of the Mac is working perfectly. But let's call some of the match as we get Dragon Azteca in the ring all by himself with Mil Muertes. And Dragon Azteca has Mil Muertes set up prime perfectly as he climbs the top rope and he hits a 450. Just hits it on the nose. And the grave mistake. I don't know what the problem was, but Dragon Azteca does not go for the pin. This is bullshit. You should have went for the pin. If anything, go for the pin, or don't even call it. Just jump back on the top rope again and go for another move. But he's like, no pin. He gets up there. And I was like, oh, his back is 2 minutes. He's going to hit a moonsault? Well, if you're going to do it, hit the same move you just hit. But we get Matanza Cuerto barreling down to the ring, picks up Dragon Azteca and power bombs him through Mil Muertes. I'm talking through him. Mil Muertes rolls out of the ring. Now it's Dragon Azteca with Matanza Cuerto. Matanza Cuerto just flips Dragon Azteca into the rope. Dragon Azteca bounces back with that Tijuana DDT, but Matanza Cuerto catches him in the midair, stops that move, stops everything, throws him back into the air to set him up for the Wrath of the Gods. Bam, the Wrath of the Gods. We get Dario Cuerto come down with a bloody face. Just, hey, Matanza, let's go, Matanza. So we get Marty Mouth getting into the ring to pin the dead Dragon Azteca, but the Mac ain't having none of that as we going to roll into the finish off of that. As these two have a good back and forth for just a little bit, Marty Mouth and the Mac. But man, the Mac goes for the stunner. He blocks it. And then he whips Marty Mouth into the corner, bounces off for like that pounce, but he hits a stunner. Holy shit, that stunner looks spectacular. 1, 2, 3, and your winner of this match, moving on in the tournament of the Battle of the Bulls, none other than the Mac. Damn, it was a spectacular looking stunner. Great camera work and all that. And earlier they mentioned the camera guy got kicked when Dragon Azteca was going for a move. But yeah, this is another good match from Lucha Underground. Another solid episode moving storylines forward. And almost three people could be after the Lucha Underground title. It could be, you know, Sexy Star gets her title shot. We know that the winner of this tournament gets a title shot. And we have someone that in this tournament has vested interest in getting a title shot. Is none everyone has an interest in getting a title shot. But we have Angelico wanting to win this tournament to get the shot. So right there we're signing up people to take on the champion. The champion ain't fooling around. The champion ain't picking his nose. Just get competitors for this title. This title should be defended, heel or face, regardless who it is. Let's defend these belts. Speaking of, we haven't seen the trios titles defended with some real competition in a while, but I think with we have the Cobra Moon and her disciples of there are going to after that. And that guy's mask, that mask was cool as shit. I gotta talk about this again. If I see that mask on sale, no joke, I'm going to grab it. That is, it had more of a white snake, but whatever. It had hair. A snake with hair. Oh shit. I don't know if that was real hair, fake hair, but it was awesome there. So whatever. But let's just talk a little bit more about this episode of Lucha Underground. And you know, it's building, always building someone, building up something, building to something next. And you gotta like that aspect of Lucha Underground. No dead matches. Every match meant something. There's a match for the tournament, a match for the number one contender if Sexy Star wins, and then another match for the tournament to be to go against the Lucha Underground champion. So I do like that. Always building, even the storylines. Oh, we know that Dario Cuerto called Cortez Castro a rat, so he can't really show his face. Yuck, throw a mask on. Easy fix. So you're not going to see the guy coming in there. Hey, I'm back. You know, I'm a rat. Duh, okay, yeah. So they gave us a way around it to keep him in there, still keeping him within Lucha Underground, but just behind a mask. A simple fix, but whatever there, right? And then we get Matanza breaking free, breaking out of the cage, you know. Why did Matanza take the key with him when he broke out? But whatever, that's just semantics. But that's pretty much it. Nothing of that stuff after Lucha Underground. It just went off the air after that match. But like I said, always progressing, always doing new things, always trying to push their champions, always trying to give the champions the best competition. Even though that competition does switch around here and there, you're not going to get the same two fucking guys going after the title. We have the Mac entering the tournament to go out to die. We have Cage entering into a tournament to go out to die. We even have Angelico, the only other participant we know for next week. We get Sexy Star. Not people we see. We don't see Mil Muertes running up in there. We don't see, we see Sexy Star. But we don't see Prince Puma. He's just being resurrected. Being in there month after month after month. These matches get stale. These matches get boring. With Lucha Underground, you're going to get diversity. You're going to get new people contending for these titles in different styles of matches. And speaking of different styles of matches, when are we going to see the medallions? We're going to see those reform. And it sucks because I was looking up those. I was looking up the White Rabbit Clan, the members, to see who they were behind the mask, and I caught a snippet of someone winning the Aztec medallions. I don't know if he was he couldn't be the holder, so I don't know why his name was lit up, but I seen it, and that sucks. So people, stay off of Wikipedia. I did cover up half the screen so I wouldn't see what their accomplishments were in Lucha Underground, but my hand slipped and I saw it was lit up, so on the little right side. So because I was trying to find his name, pick him, and then find out who he is, but I couldn't find any more information on those two guys. And since I caught that snippet of information, I don't know what it was. It could be just that he is someone like a producer or something like that, because they do have those informations on the side of what the wrestler is doing as a commentator or blah 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 doing this. So maybe he has a new interest, love interest, whatever. They have that onto the side of there too. But yeah, so watch out for spoilers. And I'm getting a few people asking if I want to go to the go watch season 4 of Lucha Underground. I would absolutely love to, but the problem is for me is I don't want to catch spoilers, especially if it starts. We're only in episode 14. So if I go at the beginning of the year, what we're going to have only maybe, let's say 18 before they start really filming. Let's give them 20. That is 20 more episodes that I haven't even seen yet. That once I go on the first episode of Lucha Underground at the tapings, I'm going to know what had happened within those 20 episodes. If it was a little bit closer, I probably wouldn't mind, but 20 more episodes to go, I doubt I'll be attending a Lucha Underground event, a live event, dealing with the tapings. Maybe if they start touring, I would attend those, but other than that, I'm not going to go. But with that being said, I want to thank you for listening to a show based upon Lucha Underground. I want to thank the Trending Topics Network for letting a show happen like this. Now, not a lot of people are into the Lucha Underground, but man, you got to start somewhere. And I'm hopefully this show, and it is building the fans into watching more Lucha Underground. I want to thank my co-host on What's On Fight, Mr. Fourth Romeo, Mr. Fourth Romeo, are tearing it up on What's On Fight, where we watch random wrestling shows provided free by the Fight app, and we just reported it. And we had probably our best episode last week, where we got a lot of feedback from the company, even though I thought the ring posts were the ring posts looked like coat racks. And he made fun of the fixtures, and they called us out on it and saying they were GoPros. He guessed it was GoPros. I never seen a GoPro like that. I think I have, but they cover up the GoPro. So I guess they were just a couple steps behind. But anyways, Fully Loaded Wrestling, thank you for tweeting back and getting information and liking our show. I want to thank the Five Types of Cool. Yes, right. Anna New Orleans. No, this week we're not going to have no Booker T because the timing was off. And definitely last week we're going to have Booker T. Don't worry about that. And I'm so glad that you had one in the chat. And fuck, man, I'm so glad that you had wanted to chat with me. And now that you know, chat. I got to say, adios.
Tú me mandabas mucho texto. Desde que me fui, baby, tú te pones menos ropa y janguea más. Lo único que bebes es champaña. Janguea con mujeres bien desacatadas. Tú me mandabas mucho texto cuando tú querías de mí. Mandabas mucho texto cuando tú querías de mí. Cuando suena y ven, es porque tú quieres de mí. Y yo sé cuando suena y ven, es que tú quieres algo de mí. Desde que me fui, baby, tú y yo no nos llevamos bien. Me hace sentir que yo te traicioné. Y tú muy bien lo sabes que te valoré. Desde que me fui, baby, tú. Se te dio lo que tú querías. Librete, pasaporte bien llenita. Hanguea con mujeres bien desacatadas. Tú me mandabas mucho texto cuando tú querías de mí. Mandabas mucho texto.